Recorded Books presents Crimson Twill, Witch in the Spotlight by Callie George, illustrated by Brigitte Siff, narrated by Evan Hartso. Chapter 1. Priority Poof. Crimson Twill was a unique little witch. She liked to wear bright polka dots and eat sweet apples instead of rotten ones. And she loved to dream. Crimson was full of imagination and style, and today she was full of excitement, too. It was finally time for her to get her full-length wand. Not long ago, Crimson had stopped a hungry giant by using a magic spell, and her mom said she was ready for a grown-up wand. Until now, Crimson's had been half-length. You had to say spells twice to make magic with a half-length wand. Plus, creating giant-sized snacks was about the biggest magic they could do. Full-length wands were more powerful, but they were also full of personality and trickier to manage. So, tomorrow, Crimson was taking wand lessons to get her permit. Not in Cackle County, where she lived, but in New Wart City, with her best friends, Mauve and Wesley. This made Crimson even more excited. The lessons began early in the morning and were a full day long, which meant she was staying with her Aunt Mildew overnight. Aunt Mildew was an editor at the Spellbook Publishing House. She lived in a building that looked like a beanstalk, but inside her apartment looked like a bookshop. Books were everywhere, on the shelves, on the table, on the floors, even floating in the air. When her mom dropped Crimson off, Aunt Mildew was in the middle of reading a manuscript. There were two teacups and a pot of tea in front of her on the desk. She looked flustered. Quill pens stuck out of her hair, and there was ink on her nose.
"Hello, dear. Come over here," said Aunt Mildew. "I'll pour some tea for you and me."
Crimson frowned. "Why are you rhyming, Auntie?" Rhymes were used mostly for spells.
"I'm editing this book. Take a look," said Aunt Mildew, holding up the title page. "How to create a curse to make life worse. And now I talk in rhyme, all the time."
Aunt Mildew groaned and poured two cups of tea, adding a puff of frog's breath to her own. She took a gulp and gave a big croak, then a burp.
"Ah, much better," she said and sighed. "The frog's breath helps for a bit. This book has caused no end of trouble, but it's bound to be a bestseller."
Aunt Mildew drank more tea.
"Enough about me. You must be excited about tomorrow."
"Yes, except," started Crimson.
She was just going to ask when they might go shopping to get her new wand when, poof, thud. Something landed on the desk in a sparkly explosion. The teapot tipped over. The troublesome book flew off. Aunt Mildew was so startled she dropped her teacup. When the cloud cleared, on the desk sat a long box tied with a bow. Aunt Mildew shook her head.
"Priority poof mail. You never know when it will arrive."
Crimson read the glittering tag, which was in the shape of a moon. "For Crimson Twill."
"It's for me," she said, surprised.
"Indeed," said her aunt, adjusting her glasses and peering at the parcel. "Go ahead, open it."
Crimson did so carefully. There were layers of black tissue paper that shimmered. Nestled inside those lay a very sparkly wand. And it was Crimson, just like her name. Tucked beside the wand was a card. "From Vera Fang, for all your help." Vera Fang was a famous fashion designer. Crimson had helped her with a fashion show at Broomingdale's, the department store that sold everything a witch could itch for. Now, Broomingdale's had a unique Vera Fang clothing collection inspired by Crimson. The collection must include unique wands, too. This one even had a twisty loop at the end. Crimson beamed. It was perfect. She couldn't wait to show it to her friends. Tomorrow at her lessons, Crimson hoped she would sparkle as brightly as her wand. Chapter 2. New Wart Central Park.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?